Yeah. What did you hear him say? It says it here.
Yeah.
Cahill on the back. G'day, Phil.
Morning, boys. Morning.
He doesn't need to do that, does he? We all know he's Timmy Cahill.
Mate, the goal said it all. That was enough. The ball was in the top corner. I mean, but, you know, it's all part of the Timmy Cahill.
It's all part of the show, mate.
And it's brilliant. And I was trying to think of another special moment in Australian football that you know, a great player seized a big moment. Yeah. David Beckham, when LA Galaxy played Sydney FC a few years ago at Homebush, and there was a free kick outside the box. Everyone's going, please, David Beckham, score. And he put it in the top corner. And it's like the great players just seize those moments.
That's what they do. Big names are made in big games.
That's right. You know? Absolutely.
But I've got a negative.
What?
Surely it's all downhill from there.
He set the poor bar bugger, pretty high.
You know, instead of building and building and building and building, he's gone straight to Everest.
Yeah, absolutely. But what a moment.
It's great to see, isn't it?
Time just stood still for that moment. And you had to get your head around the fact that he'd actually tried it 40 metres out, half volley, which is even harder than a fully blown volley. And, mate, what a way to set the derby alight.
And 4-1. I mean, it was just emphatic.
Yeah, that's right. And the team, that's the thing. Because of that goal, no one's talking about Timmy's performance. They're just talking about the goal. But the performance of Melbourne City was just mind-blowing. I mean, let's not forget they did it in a derby against Melbourne Victory. And that's no mean feat. And they made Melbourne Victory look second rate.
Yeah, they did, mate. Sydney FC 4-0 over your old club, mate. The Mariners, it was 2-0 at half time. And then, but I think they've got a pretty good roster, haven't they, Sydney FC? No Timmy Cahill, but across the board, you know.
Yeah, they have. It was marquee magic again. The three marquees, or the two marquees and the old marquee and Alex Bross coming off the bench again. But that's 2 weeks in a row. And as a coach, you look for these signs. Are there any patterns emerging? And to see Bobo, Holosko and Bross score 2 weeks in a row, they're great signs for Graham Arnold and the team. But, you know, the thing about Sydney is they've got such great balance from back to front and front to back. Yeah. They're just all over the pitch. They are solid. They've got players in the right positions, players who can stand up in the big moments, boys who are just prepared to roll their sleeves up and do the hard yakka in midfield. And all the signs are very, very ominous. But they're the two teams early doors, Melbourne City and Sydney, that have really set the league alight.
Paul Okon. Did he say we were the better team?
He did. He came out and he said, I challenge anyone to prove me wrong based on a few possession stats. It's the talk of the league at the moment that Paolo's come out and said, even though they were beaten 4-0, we were the better side. So, interesting comments.
As long as he believes it, that's the main thing.
That's
well,
right.
You've got to come up with a positive. The Wanderers, they had a win. They've been slow starters forever, but they had a win, which was good.
Yeah, they finally broke the duck slats in getting a win in the first two rounds, which they've never done before. So, that's another monkey off the back. But it was a really gutsy performance down there in Adelaide. They were 1-0 down, came back to 2-1. Brendan Sandlab, the talking point, was a tackle on James Holland. He should have been in the showers with no hot water because it was a 100% red card, but he was given a yellow on the night.
Yeah. So
it should have been red card?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he put a fellow professional at huge risk of a broken leg and left the ground, so he should never have been on the pitch.
It's all been about goals, though, in the A-League. 4-0 to Newcastle as well.
Yeah,
18 goals over five games. Wow. I mean, that's phenomenal. 3.6 goals per game on average. But, yeah, Newcastle really made a bit of a statement. Everyone's tipping them to come sort of bottom three this year. But under new coach Mark Jones, you know, a gritty draw in the first round. And then they've gone and put Brisbane, who are tipped to finish in the top three, to the sword 4-0 at home. Mm. And a really good performance. Andrew Naboot, outstanding down the right-hand side. You can see there the own goal that sort of set Newcastle on their way. But Mark Jones has obviously inherited a squad that's very closely knit. And I think they went through a fair bit in pre-season with the sacking of Scott Miller. It's brought them together. It's galvanised them. And Mark Jones is obviously pressing the right buttons at the moment.
Good stuff, mate. We were chatting about the Premier League earlier. Leicester City, the old hangover.
We've all
suffered from them.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. And Claudio Ranieri came out pre-season and said, look, our first objective this season is to stay in the Premier League. And that's an incredible statement coming from the manager who just won the Premier League. But we all know that what they did last season was what dreams are made of. But yeah, certainly the hangover is there well and truly. They were put to the sword on the weekend. They need to get their mentality right, that they have to go in and try and replicate what they did last season. Mm. But just The first goal is get as many points as you can, of course, and then once you get on that roll, anything's possible, as they showed last year.
Man City, Everton, there were two penalties missed there, weren't there?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and De Bruyne and Aguero took both of those penalties and put them at a great height for the keeper, but that goalkeeper had an absolute worldie on the weekend.
Didn't he? He had a belter.
It was incredible, and it was a magnificent point for Everton. And 2 points dropped for Man City at home.
Mate. Liverpool to win?
Yeah.
Of course, Slats.
Come on, Liverpool.
Who else? You know, Jose Mourinho, he's only lost 3 times out of 10 at Anfield. I want that to be 4 out of 11 Tuesday, tomorrow morning.
Well, they're $2.10 at tab.com.au. The draw, $3.30. Man U, $3.40. So you stick with the faves, eh?
Yeah, Jurgen Klopp will get the boys home.
Hey, Phil, good to be talking about so much spectacular soccer from the weekend.
Yeah,
thank you
goals.
For your time,
absolute
mate.
Absolute pleasure, boys.
Good on you, mate. Tomorrow.